Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. Our church gives a tithe offering for the work outside of our church. Now, we'd like to give a tithe offering of 128,200 yen for the past week. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for filling the needs of our finances of our church. Thank you for your financial blessings as a token of our thanksgiving. We now give you a tithe, and you have everything. All things in the world belong to you. We believe that, and to express our faith, we give you a tithe offering. Please use this. We praise your name in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good morning. And once again, as I told you the other day, thanks to your prayers, I was able to renew my missionary visa to the United States. In the beginning, I thought that it would be difficult for me to renew this visa, but the Lord told me that I would make it, and the staff members of the mission worked very hard in preparation. And I went to the American embassy, and I was able to quickly get to have an interview, and the most problem was that I'm not very good at English, but I would have to have an interview in English. But just in a second, the interview finished, and I was able to get the visa. And God has told us that He has a plan to establish 100 churches in the United States. Since God has a vision for this work, I am continually renewing my visa to the United States. And my passport returned from the American Embassy with the visa stamp with the date of issue, May 20th. And May 20th is a special day because 4 years ago on May 20th, the Lord spoke to us that revival began. It was my second time to experience getting a visa in the American Embassy in Tokyo. A long time ago, when I first went to the United States just on a short term, we had to get a sightseeing visa in those days. And with that sightseeing visa, I went to the United States for the first time in my life. And on that team, during that team, God gave us a promise about revival in Japan. And He also showed us a rainbow as a sign, as a heavenly sign, when we visited Denver on that occasion. Now, Pastor and Mrs. Kobayashi are back in Tokyo Antioch Church as pastor of prayers in the prayer division. And our church originally started both with two structures. One is that I'm in charge of general ministry in general, and Pastor Kumar used to be in charge of prayers. But because Pastor Okamaru left us, and there was no one who took over his t- task. But now Pastor Kobayashi is back here, and he will be able to bear this work, shoulder this work. Last week, I went to Hokkaido to minister with our congregations there. In Hokkaido, there was a record of the highest temperature in Hokkaido last week, and I was in Hokkaido at that time, and that reminded me that in the very first team to Europe, we went to Greece, and at that time, Greece was very hot. It was very hot with 50 degrees centigrade, and it was the highest record of temperature in Greece at that time. Well, I will be going to Israel this coming October and November, and I've been invited to minister in Czechia in December too. I'm expecting for God to do a special thing from now. Now, let's watch a promotional video of Hakuba Camp, which will be held from July 23rd
to 26th.
神様の働きは神様が祝福してください。
私たち一人一人はですね、神様の最も強い愛を通して愛される。
神が私たちの愛してる時に愛ってのは暴走がしてる、
愛されて暴走してくる一つがね、感謝のことを人々に伝えてって言ったら
出血した跡がないって、出血痕がないって、全くそのそういった病気があったっていうことがまるでなくなってたんですね。だからデータとしてちゃんと残ってるんですね。
信じることは語っていうことですよ。語る言葉は皆さんを祝福します。と同時、周りの人々を同じように祝福し、周りの人々に神の御業を成し遂げていくんです。
小学校中学校高校と学校に行けずに家に引きこもっていましたが、神様に大学に行けるように、また解放されるように祈ったら大学に行って、今は元気に働いています。
人救われなかった祖母が白馬キャンプに来て救われました。
危険区域の中身があったにもかかわらず、濁流に飲まれることなく、完全に神様がお家もまた全ての関係する、この周りも守ってくださいました。
神様はそれを思ってた、ね、今そのことになっちゃうんで
しょうね。歩んでリバガルの畑の中で持ち出して
神様が働いてくださって、そして多くの方々に触れ、そして多くの方々が解放され、癒しがなされ、そして救いが起きてくる。
過去の益になってくる、新しい出発の力を受ける。
そして皆さんがね、今白馬キャンプに来ておられますね。で、白馬キャンプで神様は、ね、何をしようとしてるか、
白馬キャンプ will be held from July 23rd. Anyone is welcome. Please come and join us. We have three purposes for this camp: fellowship and recreation. The second, that we will shoulder the work of the entire revivals that have already begun. And the third is that we will also pursue God's work for the end times. I think that God has placed a special hand of His upon this camp. A long time ago, we couldn't find a place for our youth camp, and the youth pastor who was in charge gave up, and he told me that he couldn't find a place any longer. And then I was reminded of this Hakuba Green Plaza Hotel. And we tried to make reservations at this hotel for our youth camp. As we contacted them, they said that we could use their place. This is how this Green Plaza Hotel was opened for our youth, for our summer camp of Hakuba Camp. You know, we were put into the worst situation in which we couldn't find any place. Then the Lord opened and gave us this very best place for us for a camp. Surely, the work of revival has begun. And the Lord does His work to prove that in this camp. Thing that we have never seen in Japanese Christian churches are going to start through this camp. You know, when you join this camp, you will not be audience anymore. You'll be the one who will be the center in this camp. And this coming November, we will send a team to Israel. Anybody is welcome. Now let's watch a digest movie from the last team to Israel to show you how this is.
とこしえにエリコハレ。
ところが夜市にまかれるとは、御言葉を聞いてそれを悟る人のことで、その人は本当に身を結び、あるものは100倍、あるものは60倍、
あるものは30倍の身を結び。And Pastor Akimoto read a scripture verse for the new year. This is my first time in Israel. I'm moved. I am Fujita, and this is my first time to visit Israel. I'm very impressed to see the places that appear in the Bible. This is Garden Tomb. This is the baptismal site.Yardenit baptismal site. This is Jordan River. I baptize you in the name of Jesus, name of the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. She is giving a testimony of her baptismal ceremony. I've been baptized in Jordan River. I'm very thankful.I'm very happy that I was able to be baptized in Jordan River. I would like to continue obey God. I'm thankful to God. This is Pastor Leon, who is a Russian Messianic Jewish Jew. He gave a message in our meeting by the Sea of Galilee. This is Pastor Paul Akimoto.Giving a message in the congregation of Pastor Leon. This is a Russian Messianic congregation in Israel. I'm now in Israel. This is a miracle for me because I had been praying that I would be able to come to Israel for the last 19 years, but I have no savings. There is no possibility. But the Lord provided with all the finances to join this trip, including some pocket money. And the Lord has been giving me a lot of blessings here in Israel, and I'm really grateful to God. In Jerusalem, it means a lot to pray at the top of Mount of Olives, because this Mount of Olives is a place for His sanctuary. The Bible tells us that He has laid His hand upon this sanctuary forever. The Lord has been opening up significance of those scriptures about sanctuary in Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the center of His everlasting kingdom. You know, we have received a teaching of God's teaching of listening to God's voice and obeying it. You know, if we suppose listening to God's voice and obeying it is scaled 100, and when we understand it, even in 1%, God starts to bear fruit in us. You know, maybe in the beginning we'll see his fruit twofold, and but then threefold, and 10 times, and 100 times. I have done all my responsibilities for this team for the first week, for the first 7 days, but we still have another 7 days. I don't know what I should do, but because the Lord puts me here, I expect that the Lord is going to do some things for this week. Our flight from Tel Aviv to Warsaw was not able to land in Warsaw because of thick fog, and we accidentally happened to land in Jeshuf about 6 hours from Warsaw by bus, and we were divided into two groups. One group headed for Warsaw by bus, and the other group headed for Warsaw by a domestic flight. But the tickets were not issued for several of us. And 2:40, we boarded the airplane, but five of us were left in Jeshuf. At 5:30, we were at the airport in Warsaw, trying to get another flight back to Japan. There was a long line of people who were waiting for a flight, but we couldn't book same one flight for all of us. We were divided into 12 groups, and those 12 groups went back to Japan by way of 8 different cities. Some trouble was allowed, but all of us were able to come back to Japan safely. You know, God is going to show His great glory through you, and that will last forever. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23 was the scripture verse for our new year. Israel has a lot to do with us. Going to the United States, going to Paris, are totally different from going to Israel, because when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have become spiritual Israelites, and we belong to the kingdom of heavenly kingdom of God. And New Jerusalem, we descend upon where Jerusalem is. Jerusalem, God will abide in Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, forever. When we go there, we'll be blessed. Please come and join this trip. You may say that you don't have money, and you can't take days off from your work. Of course, we should not borrow money from consumer business credit company. But when we ask God in prayer, God will do His work, and God will open a way for you. I have experienced many miracles too. I've been to Israel many, many times now because of His work and His miracles. Of course, without going to Israel, God still blesses us, but there is God's blessings that He wants to bless us with when we go to Israel. You know, where we studied the work of overseas mission, we had no money, but the Lord provided us. Now let's watch 1 minute video.
Hello everyone.
Today's theme is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There are nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the work of those nine gifts belongs to the church, and each one of you who is a part of the church, through each one of you, God manifests the work of gifts of the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, God will do it. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is the first experience for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is no work of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, disciples of Jesus who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit manifested signs and wonders through the gift of the Holy Spirit, and through that work, God's church started to grow. God uses charismatic work for the growth of our church. And the foundation is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. The Holy Spirit lives in us. All people who believe in the Lord Jesus have the Holy Spirit in us to sanctify us and to convict us of our sins and to help us to understand the Bible and to give us power of healing. You know, the Holy Spirit already lives in us. But when we are filled, when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit in us will manifest even more power through us. And when after you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you as a part of your church, if you ask God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, God will do His work through you. Well, one thing I regret is that, you know, praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit takes time. Some people ask me to pray for them for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but because it will take a lot of time, I sometimes declined. But later, I heard some testimonies about how they got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and some people said that they were healed when they got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let's seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And let's seek to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For example, when you pray for healing for some people, you know, they will be healed. And at the same time, you'll be blessed too. I'm going to get into the Bible. Ask and it will be given to you. This talks about prayer. When you ask, when you desire, you know, asking is not a matter of your mouth. Asking is a matter of your heart. If you ask, if you have desire for that in prayer, God will give you. In the original word of Greek, it says, keep asking. If you keep asking, you're keeping asking is important. When I vomited blood and was hospitalized, I was examined, and doctor told me that I would have to have an operation. And I didn't want to be operated. And I started to ask God, Lord, help me. Please help me so I will not have to have an operation. You know, and I had an idea. In the next examination, if there was nothing wrong with me, they would never operate on me. I started to pray to God that the Lord, until the next examination, please heal me completely. But in the middle of my prayers, I thought, like, you know, if there would be no proof of my disease in the next examination, people might think that, you know, that was coincidence, or they had made mistakes in the very first test. I changed my prayer. Lord, please, in the next examination, please let me have a little trace of my disease in my intestines, and please let them show that I was really sick, but the Lord healed me most of it. Please show it in the next examination. The Lord answered me, and the Lord answered my prayer completely in the next examination. A little bit of trace of my disease was still left in the x-ray or something, but I was almost healed. We need to be careful about two things when we pray. We should not pray to God in a rude way, like pray to God in lying as we lie down. You know, when we lie down and pray, we will go into sleep. Please be careful. And please be careful that about your words of prayer, you know, you know, even toward people, when you say something rude in your conversation with others, you're going to be rude. And also, don't be pussy to try to force God to answer your prayers. When I was a childhood, when I was a young child, we used to go shopping with my mother, my younger brother, and I. My younger brother, when he found something that he wanted a mother to buy for him, he never gave up. And, you know, in those days, there was not a lot of traffic on the road. He lied down on his back on the road, and he cried and cried and cried, shouting, "I want it, I want it, I want it." We should not pray to God like that. You know, or when we ask God, if that is the best for us, God will give us. We should just pray that the Lord, please do this, because I think that this will be the best for me. But I'm not sure. Lord, I ask you to do this, but you know the best for me. What is the best for me? Just do whatever you like. When I made a lifelong commitment to God, when I was a seminary student, I made a lifelong commitment to God because I was very touched when I heard a testimony of Pastor Okumura about his missionary work in Indonesia. I decided to make a lifelong commitment to God, and I decided to become a missionary to Indonesia. I started to make preparations for this purpose. And everyone else around me, they knew that I was preparing for that. But when I was close to graduating from seminary, when I was taking a walk with Pastor Okamaru in Ueno Park, the Lord spoke to me. He said, "I have never let you to become a missionary to Indonesia." I was very shocked because I had been preparing and I had been doing all these things for this. But the Lord spoke to me that he never spoke to me about becoming a missionary to Indonesia. And then the Lord told me that I should become a salaried man, which I hated most. But I obeyed God, and I became a salaried man, because I knew that if I obeyed something that I hated most, the Lord would know that I would obey God for everything. Just after I became a salaried man, I became sick, and I had a long time of sickness in my life. And I started to have a charismatic belief during this period. So that was the best for me. And because I became a salaried man, my company paid for all my hospital bills because I had insurance medical insurance because of my company. You know, the Lord did everything for me with His perfect plan for us, for me. You know, where we pray to God and keep praying to God, but the Lord has not answered our prayers, it's important for us to not to force God to answer our prayers. It's important for us to leave it to God, because God prepares bad things for us. Just entrust it into the hand of God. And if it doesn't suit His will, God will not give it to you, but God will give us the best. Dear Heavenly Father, you are competing like children compete who is the taller. You are seeking a gift that belongs to somebody else, but when you obey God, God will do His work in your life in different way. You have difficulty in the relationship with your friends, and repent and give thanks and do whatever the Lord leads you. If the Lord tells you to get closer to your friend, do it. When you do what God tells you, the Lord will bless you. The Lord, you have said something before God, but that's important in His eyes, so do it. Now let's pray for healing. Now let's repent. Now let's pray for healing for ourselves. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are here. Please touch each one of us. Please show your power of healing in the name of Jesus. I command diseases to leave us. I command diseases to leave us. I command to our bodies, be healed, be healed, be healed. You hear ringing in your left ear, you are healed. You have sore throat, you are healed. You have something wrong with your nose and you have headache, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. Please stand up. May the grace of our Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Some announcements. Hakuba Camp will be held